under the bridge. Since that eventful night in 1921, Fanny Brice has remained a star. Tonight we find her idolized by millions of radio listeners in her favorite characterization of that impossibly lovable brat, Baby Snooks.
Well, we pick up Snooks and Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, where we left them last week. This rapidly bids fair to become the longest night in Daddy's life. It started at midnight when he returned from the country without his door key. After breaking in the house and wrangling with Snooks for several hours, they are both finally sleeping peacefully. Listen.
Man's got to have insurance. 50 broken arms. Why, Daddy? I want some ice cream.
Daddy!
Huh?
Daddy, wake up.
What's the matter?
I'm not sleeping.
Well, go to sleep.
I don't want it.
Why not?
Because I want some ice.
Oh, ice cream again. Snooks, won't you give me a little piece?
A piece of ice cream?
No. I want rest.
Why?
I've told you a million times. The insurance doctor will be here soon, and I haven't closed my eyes all night.
Why?
Because you won't let me sleep. You've had me up 40 times on flimsy excuses. First the faucet was dripping, then the shade was flapping, and then...
Then the blanket slipped, and then I had a cold...
Oh, keep quiet. Now you go right back to sleep this instant. Let me have a couple of hours rest. Otherwise, I'll be completely run down.
Run down and get me some ice cream.
No! Now go to sleep.
All right, Dad. Good night.
Good night. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm going to join the army and get some peace.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Go to sleep.
All right. Daddy!
What is it?
If I go to sleep, will you buy me a rabbit?
Yes.
What kind of a rabbit?
Any kind.
A white rabbit?
Yes.
I don't like white rabbits.
Well, I'll buy any kind of rabbit you like. Just let me sleep.
I want a rabbit that barks.
Rabbits don't bark.
My teacher says they do.
Well, your teacher's crazy. Rabbits don't bark.
Teacher, that rabbit eats cabbage and leaves and bark.
Oh, that's a different kind of bark. She meant the bark of a tree.
Does tree bark too?
No, only dogs bark.
Why?
I don't know. Will you go to sleep?
Mom, tell me a story.
Snooks, do you realize it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning? And if I don't pass that insurance examination, I'll give you the licking of your life.
What's insurance, Daddy?
How many times must I tell you? It's something I pay for so you can live comfortably when I'm gone.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
Why?
Because I'm not. I just want to be fit in the morning. So I can get this double indemnity policy.
What a double indemnity.
Well, I certainly stuck my neck out there. Double indemnity means if I die a natural death, I get $10,000. If I commit suicide, I get $20,000. Right now, that seems like a pleasant way of making $20,000.
Do it, Dad.
I will not. I'll go to sleep.
Tell me a story.
No!
If you don't, I'll make a hole in my mattress and I'll eat all the stuff.
Snooks, please!
Mom, tell me a story.
All right. Have you heard the story of the three old men?
No.
Hee, hee, hee. Good night.
Good night. I'm going to put the light on.
I'll turn that light off.
I don't want
it. Well, I'll just unscrew the bulb. There. Now you won't be able to put the light on at all. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
I heard a noise.
Oh, it's your imagination. Now go to sleep.
I think there's a burglar in the kitchen, Daddy.
Now, what would a burglar be doing in the kitchen?
Maybe he's going to eat the pie that Mommy made.
Well, it'll serve him right. Good night.
I heard the noise again, Daddy.
Oh, listen, Snooks. If you heard a noise, it can't be a burglar. Because if a burglar came in here, he wouldn't make any noise at all. Now, please, go to sleep.
All right. He's here now, Daddy.
Why do you say that?
Because I didn't hear no noise.
Will you stop all this burglar stuff? You're giving me the creeps. Besides, I'm with you, so there's nothing to be afraid of.
I ain't afraid. I like it.
Well, don't mention it anymore. Now, good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Oh.
Snooks. Nothing. Good night. Awful dark in here. Good thing I'm not scared of burglars. Oh! Snooks, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were safe. And if anything does happen, just keep cool.
You're cool, ain't you, Daddy?
You bet I am.
You're so cool, I can hear you shivering.
Well, never mind that. Go to sleep. Oh. Snooks, cut that out. Stop walking around. Snooks, get back in bed. You hear me? Get back in bed.
I am in bed, Daddy.
Then... Oh! Quick, turn on the light.
I can't. There's no bulb.
It's on the night table. Who's in this room? Come out, you. Oh, he got me. You horrible child. Your poor father's shot and you're laughing.
You ain't got, Daddy. I threw the bulb on the floor.
Snooks, what am I going to do with you? You're making a nervous wreck out of me. I know I'll never get that insurance.
What's insurance, Dad?
That's the last straw. Now I'm going to spank you.
Yeah!
Now say your prayers and go right to sleep. And not another sound out of you. Go on, say your prayers.
Bless Mommy and the baby and Uncle Louie and Mrs. Blitz and my teacher and the cat and the burglars and Aunt Sophie. Amen.
Have you finished?
Yeah. I suppose you noticed you wasn't in it.
Ah, good night.